Lawn Dog is asking about high dynamic range. What calibration standard do they use for streaming? And does the TV do the adjustments automatically? This is a pretty interesting question. It has to do with how are they grading the content and how is your TV supposed to know that it's getting high dynamic range? The answer, of course, is metadata, which is extra data coming along with the video signal that says, hey, this is supposed to be HDR, so switch to your HDR mode, Mr. TV. This is one of the things that's still in development. For example, when I went over to Joe Kane's and saw this Oblivion clip in high dynamic range and in standard dynamic range, he had to switch the TV manually from one mode to the other, whereas it should have happened automatically. There should have been some metadata coming in with the HDR saying, I'm HDR, so switch, and the TV would have done it. And I'm SDR, so switch, and TV would have done it. But it didn't yet. That hasn't been implemented yet. It's one of the things that's still not settled entirely. They're still working on that. So the answer is yes, you need to calibrate your TV for high dynamic range and wide color gamut. Most high dynamic range is using the color gamut called P3, which is the same color gamut used in commercial cinema. And so you need to be able to calibrate for that and for the bright, the white and black levels and so on and so forth. And then you need another preset that is calibrated for standard dynamic range, which would be the 709 color space, or color gamut, smaller. And standard dynamic range and peak white output of 100 nits rather than 1,000 nits, as in a lot of high dynamic range content. This whole issue of calibration is an important one. I'm planning to have Kevin Miller, Dwayne Davis, and David McKenzie on the show. They're undergoing some training for calibrating in high dynamic range. We also talked about this a bit on the SpectraCal show a couple weeks ago. So that's going to be an interesting thing for us who actually calibrate TVs. Once we start getting high dynamic range TVs in, we're going to need to be able to calibrate that properly. And that's going to be an interesting question as well.